Today's Thursday, February 20th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from Architect Episode 5. I am joined by Melissa McFadden, John St. Pierre, Kelly Hendrickson, and Gina Sansevero talking about classroom design. Melissa McFadden starts off talking about how technology and education has evolved and how architects have used these innovations to improve the classroom.
We grew up with the model of you go into the classroom and there's 30 desks and they're all in a row and you sit in your desk and you look at your teacher and the teacher says, okay, well, we're going to learn X, Y, and Z today. And so as a student, you take that in, you write notes, you research individually within the library or other spaces, and then you take a test and that grades your aptitude or ability to share what you learn. Now, when you look at the teachers and the students who are sitting in their classrooms, it's a completely different model. And students are needing skills that are very different today than they previously had. The skills and the ability to critically think, the ability to work collaboratively, communication. The jobs that these students will have as adults often aren't even on the radar screen yet.
I think, too, I mean, it's the idea that these kids are sort of self-starters on the education front. I mean, they're going to go after the information they want, and so I think that looks different. They might be working with a peer, and the teacher might initially think, are they really working? But they've found a website that gives them the information they're looking for. They're talking about it. They're doodling on a notepad. I mean, it's much more personal, their education model right now.
Mm-hmm. So can I ask you a question? How has that changed how designers are interacting with their clients? Because to me, it seems like then the ideal stakeholder here has changed from administrators and current instructors to students and instructors who are currently being trained to be instructors. So like pre-instructors, right? Those students in college who are looking at classrooms with new eyes, not the ones who have been teaching in a stage on the stage type of environment for the past 10 years. So how has that changed for you, and who are you asking to speak with?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.